news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But hold your calls, because we have with us today one of my favorite guests, and I'm sure he will be yours too after you've heard him, Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And now, this is a different audience. Tom was on one of our programs earlier this week, but I want you to know this is an entirely different audience, so don't be afraid of being repetitive, because there's certain things that need to be said over and over again. And we were talking earlier this week about this wonderful new educational program designed by Teddy Kennedy to destroy the attitudes and beliefs and of our children. And of course, it was passed by the Republican House with the full support of the president. It's called No Child Left Behind. And yet, of course, this is going to be a terrible disaster. And why don't you pick up the story and then about this new civics program that they're trying to bring in now that sounds really so good. But then so many things sound so good. When you begin to analyze them, you realize they're totally destructive.
Sure. The No Child Left Behind Act basically put the lid on the complete restructuring of our education that was started under Goals 2000, School to Work, the Workforce Development Act, and all these things designed to change the schools from a place of learning, of academics, to mediocre training for jobs like working at McDonald's. I mean, that's basically what the school system's been changed into. And the basis of everything in the education system is changing the attitudes, values, and beliefs of the children, behavior modification. All that was put permanently in place by No Child Left Behind Act, even though all the rhetoric said exactly the opposite. And what we're dealing with now is the reality setting in. Lo and behold, a few months back, report came out that said that the overwhelming majority of the students who have come through School to Work and Goals 2000 over the last 10 years, people who would be 25 years old now, down to 15 years old is what the survey was looking at, know absolutely nothing about running the American system, how it works, how policy is made, and you know, how the whole government functions. And of course, Congress, people who depend on voters to have their jobs, suddenly got alarmed by that and decided we needed to do something about it. They put a bill together, and that bill is to create a new civics that will teach the children what you know, how the system operates. It's called the American History and Civics Education Act. It's H.R. 1078, and as I mentioned before, if you read the beginning of the act, it has several definitions in it, and I keep getting phone calls from people as I talk about this saying, Tom, you're wrong about this, because I read the act and it says all the things you and I would like it to say. It says that they'll teach the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and they'll talk about the Founding Fathers and key events in our history. And lo and behold, the curriculum put together doesn't do that. Does the exact opposite.
In other words, if you really know what the textbook that they're going to be using, the textbook is right there. You can get it, and our good friend Alan Quist from the Maple River Coalition has done that. They don't teach the Constitution. They modify it. They don't teach the Bill of Rights. They leave out all the important parts, and as far as the Declaration of Independence, they delete totally the concept that our freedoms come from God. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Tom DeWeese. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center back there in Washington, D.C. or Virginia. And Tom is certainly one of the people you can depend on. His information is valid. I've watched him for many years, and a person who's on the front lines of this battle, trying to let the American people know what's really going on. If we're talking about the new program to teach civics, there's legislation in the hoppers back in Washington, D.C., in both the House and the Senate, to set up a new curriculum on civics to teach the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, America's history, all of these things that should be taught, certainly in our schools. But the trouble is, they've got people who are putting together a curriculum who do not believe in America. In fact, they have a record of failure in the past, of doing everything they could to undermine the teaching. And you've looked into the new curriculum. Would you like to talk a little bit about that, Tom?
Yeah, the interesting thing is that children who have gone through school to work, or Goals 2000, and the standards that were set back in 1994, which dictated what education would be and curriculum would be across the country, did not teach the children about the Founding Fathers and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and so forth. Instead, it was all centered on globalism, talking about becoming a global citizen, and you know how important it would be for a central power like the United Nations to be in charge instead of a sovereign nation. And of course the result of that is the kids have come out of the schools not knowing anything about the American system. So, you know, as I said, Congress gets upset about this and decides we're going to do something about it, at least that's what they say, put a bill together, but what they do is they give a grant to the very same people who wrote the original curriculum to write the new curriculum. They're called the Center for Civics Education, and these are pure globalists who do not believe in the American system, do everything they can to undermine the American system. So the system's broken, we know it, Congress knows it, so they take the very same people who broke it to break it again, and they expect this is going to change the situation.
And actually, they have a textbook which has been analyzed and gone over very carefully. Would you like to talk about that textbook? Because I think it's the key to understanding this is what they're going to be teaching.
Yeah, the textbook is called the Citizens and the Constitution. We the People, Citizens and the Constitution, and the textbook never mentions the word sovereignty. It takes the Bill of Rights, and it talks about...
Hold that thought for just a moment. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center, and he's talking about the textbook that has been put forward by the very group that has been commissioned by Congress to come up with the teaching of civics, how we're going to teach our children about America and how wonderful it is, and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The only trouble is, well, it'd be sort of like taking your car to a mechanic and he does a terrible job and it doesn't run afterwards, and so then you take it back to him and you say fix it, and he does the same thing all over again, it still doesn't work. And they take it back a third time or fourth or fifth time. You know, this is the definition of insanity. If you do something over and over again, it doesn't work, and you continue doing it, you got to be either insane, awfully stupid, or truly you're not trying to get the car fixed. Well, this is what they're doing with this new civics program. They've gone to the very people who created the problem, who broke the mold understanding of what America was all about, and they're giving them money to devise a program to continue doing the same thing, but really much more to change the values and beliefs and attitudes of our children, and to teach them that you don't want to be an American, because after all, Americans have a Bill of Rights. Look at how wonderful things are with the United Nations. They have a universal Declaration of Human Rights where you're guaranteed housing and food, and the government guarantees all of your freedoms. Well, as long as they don't conflict with government policy. So pick up the story, Tom.
Well, you know, the way civics was taught in this country, the way you and I were taught, we were taught about our founding fathers. We were taught about how this system was different than anyone on earth. Our government was designed to guarantee or protect rights that we are born with, that God gives us, that are natural rights. It recognizes that. It's really the only system of government in the world that I'm aware of that really does that says you are born with these rights and government's job is to protect them. And this is what we were taught in our civics classes, and what made the United States unique. Here, and we were a sovereign nation, an independent nation, we were an independent people, and very unique. Here's what the new civics from the Center for Civics Education, people writing the curriculum for the federal curriculum to go into every school in this country, this is what they say about what they call the old civics, that it was a heavy-handed, mind-numbing indoctrination of uncontested political loyalty to the state and society. That's what they said about teaching that our system was unique in the world and that we had liberties and rights that no other people on the earth had. But here's what they say about the new civics, that in this century, by contrast with the past, we may reasonably speculate that education for citizenship in a democracy will, with each decade, become everywhere more global, international, and comparative in curricular content and process. They go on to say, we ought to think now about how to improve our current curricular framework and standards for a world transformed by globally accepted and internationally transcendent principles and processes of democracy. In other words, our founding fathers were wrong. There was nothing unique about them. They were oppressive. But if we accept ideas that are universally accepted, and where are they universally accepted? Red China, India, the Islamic countries. These are the things that the United States should now accept and throw out the ideas of our founding fathers. This is what the curriculum is teaching when this is put in place in our classrooms in America.
And people do not understand what their children are learning. And then you wonder why our young children are mixed up today. Because we take away their belief in God and in family and in country. And we substitute this idea of if we only have this one world government, why, we could have, everybody could be free. You know, as free as the people are in China, free as the people are certainly in Mexico today, free as the people are in most African dictatorships. Because with a one-man, one-vote situation, who do you think's going to run this thing? Do you think America with one vote, or Russia with, I don't know how many votes they have now, about 10 or 12, and every one of those so-called independent republics is run by a man who just happened, just by chance, to have formerly been a member of the KGB or the Communist Party. They were all Communist Party members, but this is who we have in control of all the 12 independent republics. They got 12 votes to our one. Who do you think is going to win out if we just had a one-man, one-vote situation, probably one time? So the average American doesn't understand how they're destroying faith in our system, because really, tragically, Tom, the average American doesn't understand the miracle of America and how fortunate we've been to live here, and the fact that our freedom come from God, and that governments are instituted among men to preserve our God-given rights, and those governments have derived their power from the consent of the governed. And I wonder how many Americans really today would consent to most of what our federal government's doing.
We've had so many people who are now citizens in this country come through this public education system that has changed those attitudes and values and beliefs, and towards this globalism, and so they don't even know to ask the questions. And what I find interesting about this, as we in this country throw these ideas out, the ideas that we are free and independent individuals, that we have a free market that creates the greatest standard of living on earth, that we have a judicial system that is supposed to protect us against the power of the heavy hand of government, that we have equal rights in the courtroom, that we have all these things. We have a curriculum now saying none of that's special. I remember 10 years ago the students who were in Tiananmen Square in China, who were fighting for freedom, put up a Statue of Liberty, and as the tanks rolled over their bodies, and I've seen photographs, I'll bet you have too, of what those bodies looked like after those tanks went over them, they were clutching the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America in their hands as the ideal that they wanted. They wanted to live that way. They wanted to have our freedom. And while they did that, we stand here saying, that's nothing special. This is the contrast that we're dealing with here.
Well, recently on the Jay Leno program, he was saying, that one of the major things we're talking about now is drawing up a new constitution for Iraq. And we don't really need to draw up a new constitution for Iraq. We could give him our constitution because we don't use it anymore. And of course, you got a laugh from the audience. But how true that is.
Absolutely.
Because the average American really doesn't understand that our leaders swear to uphold the Constitution, and most of them either don't understand it or don't believe in it, because it restricts the power of government, and our founding fathers realized that liberty and limited government were synonymous, that tyranny and total government were synonymous, and that government governs best, it governs the least. But they don't believe that in Washington, D.C., because if they were to abide by that, they wouldn't get all the perks from all the favors that they get from the people that they benefit by stealing our money to give it to this group or that group. But if with each time they pass a law, we lose a little bit of freedom. So how are we going to change what's happening in our schools? Because I know you're working with the people in the Maple River Coalition up there, and our good friend Alan and Julie Quist and Senator... is it Boffman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what, tell us how our listeners can get the information they need to help in this battle.
To get the background information of what I'm talking about here, if go to Maple River's website. It's called, it's www.edwatch, all one word, edwatch.org. And they have a, on the left side of the screen, there's a place that says... updates or something along that line, and if you click on that, you get all these documents about the new civics. There's a letter in there written by Charles Quigley, who's the head of the Center for Civics Education, who heard of our criticisms and didn't like it and tried to debunk it all and wrote a letter saying that, and then they went after his letter and showed why he was wrong about it all. He denies that there's a national curriculum, denies that there's a global bent on all this. Just read the textbook, and it's right there. So, you know, that's the first step, is to get that kind of information. The interesting thing that's happening on Capitol Hill here is this bill has 216 co-sponsors, and there are a whole lot of folks co-sponsoring this, Roscoe Bartlett and James Sensenbrenner, and people that I've worked with, Henry Hyde, who have... John Doolittle there in California, good people who I know from talking with them and their staffs understand the problem with education, and I know that they desperately want to fix it. And they've co-sponsored this bill because, as I said in the beginning, if you read the opening of it, it sounds like something you and I would be in favor of. It teaches about the Founding Fathers. It teaches about the Declaration and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It says that's what they want to have done.
But they don't tell you what they're going to teach about the Founding Fathers of the Bill of Rights.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But the key to it is that they've put a grant together to the Center for Civics Education to write the curriculum. They've written the textbook. They are now having teacher seminars to instruct them how to teach it. And so they're moving forward with this, and once that textbook is in place, then you know, there are very few textbooks to choose from, and this will be part, you know, curriculum nationwide. But interestingly enough, because there are good people on Capitol Hill who have co-sponsored this bill, when we're able to get to them and get the information in their hands, so far seven have taken their name off the list as co-sponsors of the bill. It was on a very fast track to be enacted, and suddenly it stopped. It's already passed the Senate, but it slowed down, and what we're trying to do is get more congressmen to take their name off of. If we can get 30 or 40 of them to do that, we can probably stop the bill. So that's what we're working on now.
All right, fine. Now, what's the, what, give me the numbers on the bill.
It's H.R. 1078.
H.R. 1078. You need to get the information. We'll talk more about that and where you can get the information when we get back here. But you're going to have to get involved, because we're talking about the minds of our children, their belief in America. And if they don't believe in America, are they going to fight to keep it? And I'm not talking about overseas fighting. The battle is here. In fact, one of the major functions of the war in the Middle East, I believe, is to distract us from what's happening here. As we send our boys overseas to fight for freedom, and we lose freedom here at home. We'll be right back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Welcome to
really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaur's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaur's book, A Road to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur.
Hello, garlic lovers. This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamex. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you've got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to remind all of our listeners here in the Monterey Bay Area and in Northern California who are listening to this program that we're putting on an all-day seminar a week from tomorrow. That's on the 29th of November, 2 days after Thanksgiving, and it's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're going to have Joan Paris talking about what's really in the USA Patriot Act, and we'll have, of course, Bill Sardi will be there talking about health issues. We're going to have Dr. Robert Klink come in and tell us about what's happening to the churches in the United States. You know, it's said that society reflects the religious standards and beliefs of the people. And look what's going on across America today. How do we understand what's happening? Is the church failing and what it's supposed to do? Well, you can't understand anything that's happening unless you understand the church growth movement and the fact there's an organized effort to change the message and the music of the church. You won't want to miss Dr. Robert Klink. Now, you can get the talk. It's over 2 hours. We call it the Apostate Church Video. We have a four-tape set, but this is the Apostate Church Video. You can order that by calling 1-800-544-8927. But we do hope many of you out there will want to come to the program. Now, it's going to be all day. It's going to start at 8:30 in the morning. The doors are going to open about 7:45 in the morning, and you can get in, get your seat. You want to be prepared for the first talk because, well, nobody wanted to give the first talk because people come in late, so the staff assigned me that job, and I'm going to give the first talk, and we're going to talk about what's happening over in Iraq, why we are really in Iraq, the background of the wars of the last century, and then, of course, we'll be talking about the Supreme Court. We're going to have a panel there. It's going to be a full day. I think you'll enjoy it. I know last year when we had the program, nobody wanted to go home at 5 o'clock, and we had to be out of there by 6. But we certainly need your help to if you can possibly make it and bring your friends or tell others about it. We have to know this weekend if you're going to be able to come because we have to order the lunches. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for the seminar. Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Tom DeWeese. We're talking about the civics program and the legislation, H.R. 10. Is that 78?
Yes.
1078. Before I go on, though, Tom, I want to get your address and your website out there so people can get your material because I consider Tom's material outstanding.
I appreciate that. Our website is www.AmericanPolicy, all one word, AmericanPolicy.org. And we have on that site right now my article on this issue, so you can see that. If you want to give our office a call, we're in Warrenton, Virginia, the American Policy Center. Our phone number is 540-341-8911. That's 540-341-8911. just ask for any of the materials we're talking about today, and we'll be happy to send it out. Send you out a copy of our newsletter, the DeWeese Report, we put out once a month, that covers these issues. We cover education, we cover property rights, privacy rights, and national sovereignty. And the newsletter is just full of information on all those issues.
It's an excellent newsletter, and I always really enjoy it, Tom.
Thank you.
Well, it's so important that the people understand that there is an organized effort to get to our children. Now, they're not going to destroy the patriotism of the people your age and my age, but they're after the minds of our children. They know exactly what they're doing, and what they want them to do is be good little global citizens. And they actually talk about the Bill of Rights, and of course, there's compare it to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and how you have all these things guaranteed. You have so much more freedoms guaranteed under the Universal Declaration of Rights, and all of these are guaranteed. The right of freedom of speech and freedom of the press, they're guaranteed by the central authority, this new world government that's going to be set up, unless, of course, you're having those rights just in some way influences contradicts the policies of the world government or the world rulers, and they just that tag that on the end, as long as, of course, it is in going along with our views. And this is what people don't understand. The Bill of Rights, the American Bill of Rights, was a restriction on the power of government. Under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the new world government will have all power, and they will grant you the powers that they want when they want to grant them to you. Would that be a legitimate statement?
Oh, yes. The whole subject of the Bill of Rights in the new civics curriculum is just insidious, the way that they're very clever at the way they do this. They'll talk about some of the rights are, and then they'll list a few of them, but nowhere in the textbook does it mention the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. And it does exactly as you say. It makes these comparisons to the Human Rights Declaration of the UN. It talks about the Bill of Rights, saying that the people's reaction to it back at the beginning of the country was lukewarm at best. These are quotes from the textbook. They go on to say its passage had little effect on the average person. The Bill of Rights just wasn't anything that it was contentious and it just didn't have that much effect on people. What's really interesting is that they talk about the United States system as being negative rights. As you say, the Constitution is a document that says these are the things the government cannot do. We are guaranteeing it by the Constitution. You cannot do this. They look at that as negative rights, and that's what they paint the Constitution and our system as. They look at the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and that is positive rights. Positive rights mean government can do all these things, and it'll make all these decisions about your life, huge welfare programs, take care of you from womb to tomb, and those are positive rights, because after all, you don't have to do anything. What a positive thing. But what's interesting about it is that the Human Rights Declaration of the UN says these rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. In other words, the United Nations is God. The United Nations is granting you your rights, and you don't have any rights other than what these bureaucrats decide you're going to have. That's the difference between the two systems. And we're in the process of throwing out the one that says you have these rights and we're going to guarantee that they are not infringed, versus one that says, well, we'll tell you what your rights are. Tune in tomorrow.
And the people throughout the world for a long time have known we had the best form of government, and they've always tried to duplicate what we had, and yet we're giving this up. We're giving it up because the people aren't being taught in school, and the next generation will never know the freedom that we have enjoyed. And there will be no torch of freedom to pass on to the next generation, because they're all going to be embracing this idea of world government, not happening by accident, but with your tax money. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this information from Tom from the Maple River Coalition. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, and welcome your calls at 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're talking today with Tom DeWeese about the program, the civic program that is being introduced. We have a wonderful four-tape set. It's called Fed Ed, and it goes into the background of this new No Child Left Behind policy, and much of what we're really talking about today. And, of course, our guests are people like Julie and Alan Quist, both who work regularly with both ourselves and with Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center. This is a great four-tape set, because it will help you to understand that you've been lied to completely. The idea that the new No Child Left Behind program was to return control to the local community and to the parents was simply a blatant lie. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were federalizing education, and they're putting out a great deal of money. The children will have to be taught to the federal standards, and they will have to learn that they should be globalists, not American citizens. That's what the program is all about. Not only that, we have a book called Fed Ed. So you can get the book written by Alan Quist, or you can get the four tapes, or you can get them both together at a discounted price, and we urge you to get them, to read them, to listen to those tapes, and then to help us to reach others, because what they're really targeted is the minds of our children. There are wicked people out there, and they have an objective, they have a goal, a new world order, a new world religion, and they realize that they have to gain control of the hearts and minds and souls of our children. They have to create all sorts of mental problems in them, death education, suicide education, values clarification. Who are we going to throw out of the lifeboat? You make the decision. Shall we throw out this pregnant woman, or the old priest, or the old woman who's lived a life, or who are we going to save? And what they do are playing games with the minds of our children and their belief in America. Call right now. And this is Dr. Stan, and if you want to get our various products dealing with Fed Ed or with the four-tape set or the book that goes into the background of what we're talking about today, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And certainly we want to go ahead and get this information to the people, and it's going to be up to you and the listening audience to help us get the information out. We can only talk to so many people. Tom can only talk to so many people. You're doing a lot of radio programs on this, aren't you, Tom?
Oh, yeah, we sure do.
And what sort of response do you get when you tell people about this? And they say, but we've read the bill. The bill sounds great. I mean, we're all in favor of teaching about our founding fathers and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Isn't that important?
Yeah, I'm getting phone calls, and of course we put it out in the newsletter, and we're starting to get response from that. I get these calls or notes in, and people say, Tom, I'm really confused. I heard what you said about all this, but I went in and looked at the bill, and I called my congressman. I even went into the Center for Civics Education website, and they sound like pretty upstraight guys. I don't understand what you're talking about here. But the truth of it is in the curriculum. It's what they're teaching in the curriculum. And you know, that's what you have to look at. And actually, you can call the Center for Civics Education and ask for a copy of the book. They'll ask you if you're a teacher, and obviously they want to get into the hands of the teachers. But I had my assistant call, and they first put her off because she wasn't a teacher. She called back and said, I'm a mother, and I'd like to see this book. Oh, okay. And so they sent it to her. So you can get it.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number here, if you have a question or comment for Tom, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, because I think this is such a vitally important issue, and you have to understand that they've targeted the minds of your children. Destroy their belief in our way of life. Are they going to do everything to preserve our freedom? Or are they simply going to go along with the program that they've been taught is the ideal way to go? They're being indoctrinated in environmentalism. Oh, they believe in the ozone hole, and they believe DDT is terrible, and they believe in global warming, and they believe we should hug trees and protect the trees from the wicked people who want to cut them down, and they believe we have to have all these new pieces of legislation in order to save the snail darter and the Stevenson's kangaroo rat. But the basic problem here is that this program we're specifically talking about is aimed at destroying their faith in America. And basically the program, in my understanding, Tom, and I'm sure you've studied this more than I have, is they sort of deride and depreciate our founding fathers and build up this idea of world government.
Yeah, they say in it that, the Bill of Rights was good for its day, but things have changed and we need to move forward. And we always hear about the living Constitution. We need to change it for the times and so forth. And so that they do. They deride the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in favor of the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights and you know, the full globalist thing. They even asked the question in the textbook, do you think that you know, in your lifetime you'll be able to be a global citizen?
Oh boy, I can hardly wait. Yeah, you'll have the same rights that they have in communist China.
Yeah, and the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights literally is the language that was in almost every single communist constitution. So, I'm really anxious to get that involved in the American way of life. You were mentioning the No Child Left Behind Act. One of the biggest problems that I've run into on the education issue over the last several years is that people were very anxious to blame Bill Clinton for all this. But it was a Republican Congress in 1994 that passed School to Work and Goals 2000. And the No Child Left Behind under George Bush was supposed to fix all those problems we knew were there. You know, we heard all that talk. Well, the No Child Left Behind Act says that every child must participate in the national NAEP test, which is the national evaluation test on how the kids are doing. You know, and everybody thinks that has to do with academics. Well, the truth of the matter is that the No Child Left Behind Act says that they must participate in the Center for Civics Education's questions. They write the questions for the NAEP test. So what do you think those questions are going to be, and how do they evaluate the children? If they've gone through this course and they are still clinging to those ancient ideas of national sovereignty and individual liberty and free enterprise and private property, they're going to fail the NAEP test, and that school is not going to get a good evaluation.
And I think what's so significant is that it is a federal crime for anybody to tell a parent or any other American what's on the NAEP test, what those questions are. Well, if there's nothing to conceal, why are they concealing it? They've made it a federal crime for anybody who's ever seen those questions to let out what they are, because they're really aimed at changing our children's attitude towards American freedom.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of Americans still do not grasp, that they still think, well, there's a problem in my school, we need to throw more money at it, oh, the classrooms are, the class sizes are too big, we need to pay the teachers more money. I'm here to tell you, the education system in this country, as it was designed, is working perfectly. If your children don't know these things, then the education system has decided they don't need to know them, and you're clinging to ancient history, ideas of the past. This system is working to change their attitude, values, and beliefs, and those NAEP tests, those national tests that George Bush pounded on his chest and said, you know, everybody's going to take these tests and No Child Left Behind, everybody's going to move up, think about what they're evaluating those children for. They're evaluating them based on the curriculum, and the curriculum is saying global citizens, no national sovereignty, the old system of America is old and decrepit. Now, figure out what they're going to answer on those tests.
Well, I think that the significant point you're making is the educational system is working very well. They have deliberately dumbed down our children's ability to read. That's why they can't read. They have changed their attitude towards sex. That's why we have the promiscuity we have. And now they want to change their attitude towards America and freedom, individual freedom. And the system will work because they have the power and because the parents either don't know or they don't care. Well, you're sounding the alarm and say you better start caring, because if they succeed, then there will be no freedom in America at all.
Yeah, it's if we don't do this, if we don't stop these things, our ideas we grew up with, what America was, the ideas of the Founding Fathers will literally disappear from the face of the earth. Interestingly enough, If I may throw something else into the mix here, something that we just started working on in the last few days. On December 10th in Geneva, the United Nations is holding yet another one of these global conferences, and what they're going to talk about at this one is UN control of the Internet. And if you can just imagine, countries like China and India and Saudi Arabia are pushing for this, that the United Nations controls who has access to the Internet, who gets on the Internet, what kind of information is there. Of course, they talk about child pornography, and they talk about spam. The spam is such an interesting thing. It doesn't threaten anyone. It's annoying, but it's no more of a threat than getting sales ads in your mailbox every day. But this is a reason why the UN ought to take over the Internet. But what's hidden down in all of that is what they call hate speak. That, you know, finding information on the website that they consider to be hate speak. You know who that is? It's you and me and anybody else who advocates liberty. That's hate speak to the UN, especially, I mean, think of China being in charge of this. So if this, you know, the idea is set forth, it's on the agenda now. Whether they achieve it in December or not is a moot point. It's on the agenda. Within a year or two, they're moving towards this. And if the UN gets control of the Internet is the last bastion of liberty in this world. It's the only unregulated source of information anywhere in the universe. And what they want to do is put out the light of that and put it under the control of the UN, and it's quite obvious why.
Well, of course, they want to control what the American people read and hear and see, and this is what it's all about. If you can control the access of information, then you can control the population. Well, we've got Larry calling from New York. Hi, Larry. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I'm very much interested in textbooks. About 5 or 6 years ago, I was in a school board meeting. I used to attend about 75 or 80% of the school board meetings. And they introduced a combination history, civics, current events, and English textbook. And their justification for this textbook was that multiculturalism was dispersed throughout the textbook. And the school board actually passed this book around during the school board meeting, opened it up, leafed through it, and then they voted to accept this book into the curriculum. And I was just reading in the paper that was November 10th, where the state of Texas has authorized 11 biology books that teaches Darwinian evolution. And I thought that David Barton was on that committee, and also the Gablers. But it is a frontal assault on the parents and grandparents, like I am, to indoctrinate the kids into multiculturalism, evolution, globalism.
That's what our schools are being used for. Do you have any comment on what Larry's saying there, Tom?
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely right. I mean, this is in classrooms across the country now. They've joined these classes together. The idea is that what they tell the parents is that the children are supposed to be brought close to all these different ideas, and then they'll find their way through, and they'll, you know, like for example, they'll put a project together. We want to put a man on the moon. Well, we're going to need science, obviously, and probably need some health because the astronauts have to be healthy and need a little bit of math so they can do the structure. And so the idea is that they put all these together and so that they can learn. The trouble is that they never, ever give them the basics to start with. So the kids are put in these situations where they're supposed to find their way through in a maze when they don't even know there's a question. They haven't been taught the basics, and this system has failed miserably. But what it's really about is changing their attitudes, values, and beliefs. Your cultural diversity, those sorts of things, are just rampant throughout it. You find textbooks with radical environmentalism in the textbook. You'll find math books that way. You'll find math books that have absolutely no math questions in them, and everything's. The situation ethics, where they're asking them questions, how do you feel about this, what would you do about that, what you were talking about before, but there's no questions, there's no academics there. This is not learning at all, it is behavior modification.
And I really think, Larry, you're absolutely right, but they have a plan, they have an agenda, and the average individual has no glimpse of what's going on. And we say, well, get your kids out of government schools, but they're even infiltrating the homeschool movement, they're infiltrating the Christian school movement, the private school movement. These people know exactly what they're doing, and the parents, unless they can spend full time analyzing the textbooks and what their children are learning, they're going to lose their children. Anything else, Larry?
Yes, there is one more comment. I'm on the Budget Review Council, they call it, the Program Council. We're only supposed to look at programs and not the expenditures. But they have authorized, the school board has, over $800,000 for leasing of laptop computers for all 6th, 7th, and 8th graders to take home with them, bring back the next day, take home, bring back.
Are there going to be a filter on there for pornography?
I suspect there will, but my concern is that this is the ideal way to program children is through the computer.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think we should be very concerned. I don't think children at that age should be on computers at all.
I don't either, because most of them can't do the simple arithmetic. They call it math. I call it arithmetic.
Right, and an awful lot of them can't read. That's the big problem. Hey, thanks so much, Larry.
Well, you're welcome, and I want to order the tape, so I'll call back later.
Okay, fine. And then the other thing is, please encourage everybody there in New York to start listening, okay?
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. If you'd like to call them, their number is 540-341-8911, 540-341-8911. Their website, www.americanpolicy.org. And I recommend their material to you. Well, Tom, we've only got about 2.5 minutes before we turn into pumpkins. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I'm talking on the new civics, as I said, we have an opportunity to stop this. It's one little plug in the dike, but it's one we need to do. If we can get more congressmen to withdraw their sponsorship of this bill, we can get it to stop in its tracks. We've gotten 5 or 6, 7 to do that now, but we need about 20 or 30 to really have an effect. So call your congressman and tell them that you're opposed to this if they're co-sponsoring it. Tell them that they really don't understand what they're co-sponsoring, that this is globalism. It's not the civics that they think that the bill is talking about. It's really, before you make that call, you really need to go into www.edwatch.org and get the background information, because if you get one of those staffers in the congressman's office, he's going to look at the bill and he's going to say, no, there's nothing here that says anything about globalism. I don't know what you're talking about. You need to have the facts in your hands before you call them. But make the call, because we've succeeded, by my appearance on some other shows, we've succeeded in getting some congressmen to say they'll take their name off there. We need a whole lot more, but we can stop this, and that's at least a beginning.
And I think that you need to get a copy of this this book. If they'll send it to you, why, that's even better. And I'm sure edwatch.org have the telephone number of the this organization that puts out the textbook?
They do. It is there, yes.
All right, fine. So that's your assignment, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to get the information, and you've got to put in the call, and you've you've got to know how to be able to approach this, and you simply say to the aide, have you read the book that is going to be utilized for the civics education? How can you say it's perfectly all right if you haven't read it? Has the congressman read it? Don't you think that you owe it to your constituents to read what you're going to be programming into those children's minds? And now you put them onto the defensive, and you hate to be a little forceful, but you have to be, because what's at stake is the minds and hearts and souls of our children. Tom, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure having you.
And thank you for having me.
We'll look forward to having you back again in the near future.
We'll do it.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, our guest has been Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center, back there working in Virginia on the front lines. And there are a handful of people on our side who are back there. They're good people, honest people, doing a great job. Tom has given up everything in this battle, as the others have. I think that each one of us certainly has to look at what's going on and decide, are we willing to commit ourselves in this battle, or are we simply going to lose America by default? I'm not willing to. I hope you're not either. Remember, freedom is never free. It has to be fought for in every generation. And the battle is not in Iraq. It's right here in America, today. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and let me just mention a couple of the items that we carry. Certainly, as you know, we carry the Phonopoly set, and what a wonderful gift for our children. First of all, because they've deliberately dumbed down our children so they wouldn't be able to read the history of America. They wouldn't be able to understand these concepts of individual liberty under God that were professed by people like John Locke and Blackstone and Rutherford, and yes, even Thomas Jefferson. If you read the writings of Thomas Jefferson, he says, I am a Christian, and we'll send you the pages from his own writings where he says that. And people say, oh, he wasn't a Christian. Well, how do you know what he believed? If you read his biography, which we have, he said, I've never told anybody what I believe, other than that I'm a Christian, but everybody's out there wanting to tell you what he believed. Well, you need to have the information. It is available through Radio Liberty, and you need, of course, to help us get the truth out about what's going on in America today. America was founded by Christians as a Christian nation, and we need to preserve our foundations of our freedom, or we'll certainly lose it. Now, the most important thing you can do for your children, your grandchildren, is make sure that they can read phonetically. They're not teaching this in our schools today. In fact, they're specifically teaching them a method that they know will fail because they want to dumb them down and get their minds befuddled. Phonopoly is designed to teach a child how to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically in 16 hours. Most of these programs are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This is $139.95. What a wonderful gift for your children or your grandchildren if you really love them. And it's a fun game. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books that explain that what's happening in our schools is not accidental. These wicked people know exactly what they're doing. And they've set out long ago to harm our children, and they're doing a great job of it. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when I just want to remind everybody out there in the listening audience about our program we're going to have a week from tomorrow, the all-day seminar on the north shore of Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And if you are thinking about coming, of course we'll send you a map and a list of the inexpensive places to stay, but you're going to have to let us know this weekend, because this is the last weekend. We have to let them know Monday how many people are going to be there for lunch, and it'll be a good time. Certainly, we're going to have Joan Paris talking, and Bill Sardi, and Dr. Robert Klink, and Brad Dacus, a regular on our programs. I think that you'll enjoy it. I'll be talking as well on the Iraq, the Untold Story. I'll be talking about the Supreme Court, and why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, and why Justice Kennedy, and why Sandra Day O'Connor, and why Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Breyer are voting the way they are. It's not happening by accident. They know what they're doing. I mean, who appointed John Paul Stevens, Justice John Paul Stevens, to the Supreme Court? Who was he, and what secret societies did he belong to? So you have to understand that we have people on the court who is there to carry out the agenda, the people who appointed them, and you have to understand what that agenda is. And we'll cover so much of that at our program a week from tomorrow. So we hope that you can come. We hope that you'll bring other people. And remember, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV. More. Then we hope many of you will, of course, want to go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. And we have listed there items we sell. And of course, we need the items to help raise the money that keeps us on the air. Most of our finances, however, come from people like you and the listening audience who believe in what we're doing. And whether it's 20 or 30 or 50 or whatever dollars a month, whatever you can afford, that is how we're able to finance our shortwave. Our regular radio programs on stations all across America, our internet and our satellite uplinks. All of this is expensive, and the special lines that we have to get to the various outlets, so we'll have studio quality sound on our programs. Well, it's all expensive, but you can help us if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or go to our website and look at the items we have there. Perhaps you'll find books or videos or four tape sets that you'd like to get for Christmas gifts. Certainly we think our book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock, is an excellent gift for anybody that you really care about. And so we want to mention that we do carry the various Berkey products. They're available on our website, and if you buy either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light from Radio Liberty, you get a four tape set and or a video from us. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you're interested in buying any of our products for Christmas or for your friends. But let me suggest Phonopoly. What a wonderful gift for a child, to the gift of learning how to read. And remember, most of these programs are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This one's $139.95. A wonderful gift for a child, for a grandchild, or even for somebody you know who does have difficulty reading, because the ability to read is the greatest gift you can give anybody. It opens up all the knowledge of the past, because only with the knowledge of the past can you begin to understand what's happening today, or influence in some way what is going to happen in the future. Well, this is the time, of course, we have to ask our listeners to pray for America, to pray for revival, because if the American people don't turn back to God, do you honestly think that God is ever going to bless this country again? Watch our television, even our news. They've infiltrated our everything there with perversity and sexuality and depravity, and we laugh at these things, but they're really not funny at all. They're aimed at changing our attitudes towards God and family and intimate relationships. And so we ask you also to remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until Monday, when we'll be back with you again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.